This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel was checking on Monday whether Hamas's deputy military leader had been killed in an airstrike in Gaza, Israeli media said, as prospects fade of talks securing a ceasefire to coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. If his death is confirmed, he will be the highest-ranking official from the Islamist militant movement killed by Israel in 5 months of war that have pulverized the coastal enclave and killed tens of thousands of Palestinians. The United Nations says at least 20 children in Gaza have died of starvation, and doctors say many more are increasingly suffering from grave physical and mental illnesses. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
Children in Gaza haven't been to school since the Israel-Hamas war began. But parents here say, right now, this is the least of their problems. UN figures show more than 12,000 children have died in the war, and 20 of starvation in recent weeks. Another 17,000 have lost or been separated from their parents. Almost all children in Gaza have been forced to flee their homes, and parents say even the best cared for are traumatized. Reporting with Nidal Hamduna and Amjad Tantesh in Rafah, Gaza, Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Istanbul.
Indonesian Muslims gathered at a grand mosque in Jakarta, Indonesia, to offer the evening mass prayers on the first night of Holy Fasting Month of Ramadan on Monday. Some worshippers prayed the holy month would see peace in Gaza and bring prosperity to their own country amid surging food prices. Prices for rice, the staple for most of India's 270 million people, have soared more than 16% since last year.